Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson met with large mortgage companies to urge them to help homeowners by refinancing their loans. Many homeowners face steep increases in their mortgage payments, which puts them at risk of losing the houses. NPR's Chris Arnold has been following a borrower in Boston who's trying to renegotiate a high-interest loan.
When a lender forecloses on a house, that costs an average of $50,000. So multiply that by the 2 or so million people that economists say are in danger of foreclosure, that's some real money. So more investors who own these loans are willing to take what's called a haircut on them. Basically, that means changing the terms, forgiving a portion of the debt, and/or lowering the interest rate. That can keep the homeowner in the house.
You know, I've always worked. My wife, we're a hard-working individual, middle class.
Jose Pamalis is standing in his living room in Boston's Hyde Park neighborhood. He and his wife, Diana, bought this ranch house 8 years ago. It's modest, but spotlessly clean and well cared for.
The way we keep our house is just like, for example, the furniture that I have here, these furniture are 20 years old. The bar is 27 years old, as you can see, matching 20, the dinette set. And that's Jordan when he was 2 years old as a baby.
Pamalis points to a picture of his son Jordan, who is now 7 years old and playing with his incredible Hulk toys. Back in July, Pamalis got a foreclosure notice. 2.5 years ago, he refinanced his mortgage with a subprime lender named New Century, which has since gone out of business. At first, Pamalis made his payments, but this spring, his loan adjusted up to 9%, and it's set to go up near 11%. He can't afford that, and he's been missing payments.
We don't want to lose the house, but it looks like they want to take our house from us.
Jose is typical of literally millions of homeowners around the country.
That's Bruce Marks, the head of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, a nonprofit that's been trying to help Pamalis negotiate with Chase, the company that's now servicing his loan.
No one can afford an interest rate of 10, 11, 12% over the long term.
We first talked to Pamalis a month ago. Marks and Pamalis both say that Chase hasn't been willing to work with him to lower his payments. But after NPR contacted Chase this week, company spokesman Tom Kelly says they do want to talk to Pamalis.
We reached out to him as the servicer on his loan today to say, tell us what you're looking for. Let's talk about, is there some way that we can modify this loan so that you can stay current on it over the long term and stay in your house over the long term?
Lenders say they aren't going to be able to help people who were recklessly borrowing too much money against their house or speculating on properties they inherently couldn't afford. So as part of this process, Chase will want to determine whether Pamalis can afford the $300,000 that he owes, even at a lower interest rate.
Right, because if we were to make a modification, lower the rate or whatever the deal is, and 6 months later he's in the same boat and loses the house, he's really no further ahead. We and the investor are certainly no further ahead.
That investor, or actually investors, are part of a big change in the mortgage industry. It used to be that banks held on to loans. Now many loans get bundled together and turned into securities that are sold to Wall Street. That has vastly complicated things. Some economists say there's a pitched battle going on right now between investors, some of whom benefit by giving homeowners a break and others who don't. But some borrowers are getting relief.
I've seen those successes.
Ray Narinx is with the state of Rhode Island's Office of Home Ownership.
I had a homeowner that had a mortgage payment be reduced from a little over $2,700 a month to just under $1,700 a month, which was clearly affordable to them.
But Narinx says there still aren't enough people within these loan servicing companies with the authority to do that. Narinx says the majority of borrowers who are in trouble get routed to low-level debt collectors.
And that's why we try to tell homeowners, get out of the collections department.
Tom Kelly with Chase says another problem is that borrowers in trouble don't call or respond to calls from their lenders. Industry insiders say it's crucial for borrowers to do that and to stay current on their loans before they hit a big rate adjustment. They say if you want to keep your house, it definitely helps to show you can afford at least the lower initial interest rate. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.